after.
Tonight, can you hear the chants? This is what it sounded like over the weekend at a couple of campaign stops for one obvious candidate. The frenzied crowds who were pretty excited about Congressman Paul Ryan, Republican from Wisconsin, of course, joining the Romney ticket. So he is the VP choice for the Republicans, ending the mystery as to who will it be. So many names started to come down the path, and frankly, the story got a little stale. So now it got exciting. Almost $4 million raised in 24 hours when Paul Ryan was announced. Here's what Romney said, though, cautiously to the people who were screaming his name.
I know that we've got a real long road ahead of us. But this is day two on our pathway to reclaim America's promise, and we're going to do it.
So my question to you is, America, will Romney and Ryan do it? After all, it is a difficult feat to knock off an incumbent, even if the incumbent has a lot of detractors. The detractors are not happy with, as I always say, the ineffectiveness of this presidency. Forget the personal attacks of did he do this and what was his background, but just look at the record. If you look at the campaign promises compared to 2008 to what has happened now, a lot of young people not happy, people in their 20s who feel like the future looks pretty bleak for them, and they're not gonna vote for Obama. But the question is, will they vote for Romney and Ryan? Independents weigh heavy in this. That's like 50%. They say now people call themselves independent. So there is a big push, and Romney knows it, to get people to go out and vote. I'm wondering if we're gonna have a record number of people go to the polls in general. Will Democrats go out in droves to defeat Romney and Ryan? Here's a little glimpse of how divided people are over this choice, really, of Ryan in just a couple of days to digest it.
It's very inspirational for him that anybody can do anything if they work hard and dedicate themselves to it.
It scares me, frankly. It scares me. If Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan were in charge of this country, I've never voted for Paul Ryan, and I never will.
It's good for the community. It's good for the state. And I think it's good for the Republican Party.
All right, so is it good for the Republican Party or not? In the case of Ryan, here's what you have to say, is this guy, he's like kryptonite. Kryptonite in the sense that where he could repel somebody because of the idea that he is all about cutting out the spending because he's sticking to his guns when it comes to a budget, and he's not wavering in that direction, and he won't be easily swayed. But in another sense, he is like Superman with a different kind of keeping away from the kryptonite. Superman in the sense that he's young, he's aggressive, he's popular, he's a family man, he has no baggage, he came from humble beginnings, he wanted to be a public servant, he tossed other opportunities aside, and he has pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed, gotten a lot of blowback for this, on trying to end these ridiculous deficits, saying it'll be crippling to not only just our economy as it has been, but to future generations if we continue not to supply jobs, if we continue to ship too much of our money overseas because of our corporate tax rate, for example. And will the scare tactics of vouchers and Medicare and Medicaid be enough to scare people that are not real sure on Obama to go out and vote for him anyway, because this will be absolutely the message of the Democrats. Boy, they kept us a secret pretty good. You have to say, of all the people that we talked to over the last couple of weeks, Ryan's name started to come out, but it was looking initially, in the very, very beginning, Marco Rubio had kind of an inside track. That changed when Obama laid down the executive order with the sort of the Dream Act in saying that anybody who came over here and they were 30 or under could get a work permit, basically, and stay in the United States. So that it affected maybe a million Hispanics or others, mostly Hispanics that were in the country illegally, but would affect the so-called, I'll call them anchor babies in some cases, or people that came over when they were younger. And there's been a lot of problems with this, with Homeland Security. But regardless, this certainly shored up a lot of the Latino vote, if you will, for Obama. Then that changed things away from Rubio. So Ryan now presents that absolute contrast with hard right ideas, with the conservative values, with pushing the conservative mantra, and certainly the Tea Party edge too. Will it be detrimental to Romney? Will it help Romney? Through the grapevine, I've heard lots of people in the grassroots levels are starting to mobilize, not just in Texas, not just in Illinois, not just in Ohio, but across the country. So there is a buzz, but is it a buzz that's in favor of Romney and Ryan, or is it in a different direction? What say you, America? You get your first crack at it, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. To me, Gabby Douglas was one of the amazing stories of the Olympics. She won the all-around for the U.S. in gymnastics. She helped win a team medal for the U.S. And in the end, the United States at the Olympic Games in London won 104 medals, 46 of them gold. That's a big record. If you broke it down, 38% of the Americans who went to the Games ended up medaling. I'd say that's pretty good. If we wanted to break down the race against China, China ended up with 87 overall medals, Russia 82, Great Britain 65, Germany 44, Japan 38. I wanted to throw this out at the top because I know a lot of you participated, and thank you, in our medal count contest, and that went for, 17 days. People came close, like John in Kentucky at 103, Ray in Missouri had 102, Dave in Vermont also in that same range, but nobody nailed 104, or the golds, or the silver, or the bronzes, because we had four different ways that you could win. The United States certainly walked away from this big winners, great storylines, not just Gabby Douglas, there were others, and icons like Michael Phelps retiring. At the tail end of this hour, we'll talk a little bit more about the Olympics, plus the tragedy in Iran, an earthquake sending too many to an early grave and so many to the hospital. A little bit on that next here on America Tonight.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 10th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,609.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,650.05, $825.03 for a half ounce, or $412.51 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,650.05, $825.03, and $412.51.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In your backyard, the buzz has to be over Paul Ryan being on the ticket with Mitt Romney, and it is all over the place because anybody who was announced would be certainly discussed, but somebody who is on the risk scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the biggest risk, that is absolutely Paul Ryan, because Romney could have gone with somebody a lot easier on his side of the Republican Party, which would be like a Rob Portman in Ohio, the senator from Ohio, or the former governor of Minnesota, for example. That would have been a less controversial pick. Paul Ryan, however, has already excited lots of people in North Carolina. They say the crowd at High Point, I think it was, North Carolina, 10,000 people went out to see Romney and Ryan. In Wisconsin, which the congressman hails from Wisconsin, so that's a layup, 10,000 people went out to a rally there, so that's not a surprise. In fact, Ryan teared up when all the crowds went out there, and so far so good in the early going. Over almost $4 million raised in the first 24 hours since Ryan was announced. But there's a lot of work for Romney and Ryan in the next couple of months. November 6th will be here before you know it. if somebody was handicapping this right now, they still would probably give the edge, without a doubt, to the incumbent, Barack Obama, to do another 4 years. Russell Simmons from the music world, who packs a big punch. There's a lot of entertainers backing Barack Obama. He's very popular in Hollywood, says that Romney and Ryan will destroy our people. What a big mistake that would be. So you want to throw in your 2 cents, please do. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, or shoot me an email at americatonight.net. I wanted to mention a couple of things that happened over the weekend that really, when you hear of earthquakes, you think, wow, Iran, 250 people so far dead, 2,000 people injured, 6 villages just leveled, and the impact of the quake, it happened, oh, I guess it was 6.4 is what they're saying, but aftershocks were pretty bad too. A couple of them hit the 5.0. And the images, this is radio, but the images, trust me, saw people sleeping in parks with blankets. People were crying. I mean, it was awful. A lot of mountain areas where these villages were. So it just hit at the wrong time, knocking too many houses over, and too many people were in the way of the fault lines. Iran is on a seismic fault line, the country itself, and so they are prone to earthquakes. You think of like Mexico and Chile in that direction. Iran is another one of those countries. They get at least one earthquake, they say, every day on average. I didn't realize that, but most of them are so small it kind of goes unnoticed. But this certainly did not go unnoticed when you had 60 villages in all that had some kind of damage, maybe 50% damage to 60% damage. And the key thing here is hospitals. Boy, they don't have a lot of room at these hospitals where they're trying to makeshift areas, like set up MASH units, because they just don't have the space. So the death toll keeps going up, but this happened over the weekend, and 6.4 happened midday, so it was nasty as people try to climb out of the way of some terrible damage and tried to, frankly, help as many people as they could. Some villages being hit much worse than others. Oof, awful. So politics and Mother Nature, part of what we'll be talking about the rest of the way in this hour. I promise we'll get to the mailbag. A lot of you had lots of thoughts on Ryan and Romney and whether or not this was a good fit, and would it electrify people? Would it make people who are independents get excited about another option? Do people believe that it's not too extreme when we talk about Ryan, or that it's all about rich people, because that's part of the cry that, okay, if you vote for these two, then you're only talking about rich people, and you're only talking about the middle class being squeezed once again, which Ryan and Romney both talked about when they did a 60 Minutes interview with Bob Schieffer. So all the critical questions, I think they did a good job of knocking down, including the fact when they were talking about Medicare, that the current president had already robbed Medicare, as they said, $716 billion to pay for his own risky program, that's Obamacare. And then this came out when there was a story in the New York Times that talked about the fact that some of what's being implemented in our new health care law, it was an oversight, but there would be problems for people with, could be problems with people with families based on how much income they have and what a percentage of that goes toward health insurance, that they might end up being out there on their own, or if they couldn't find a cheaper option, it would be sky high if it was offered through their own company, which is the whole tug of war. It's over what the premiums are and what the coverage is, and there seems to be lots of confusion about some parts of the law that are yet to be implemented, and this is unfortunately what happens when you push through legislation and there are things that aren't completely ironed out with all the pages that were in that bill that became a law. There weren't enough people that were able to go through it, I don't think, with a fine-tooth comb. And I think more things will come out that will surprise people that they're not aware of that are going to be part of what you're going to have to figure out with your health care coverage. And one of the things that also came up in the 60 Minutes interview was how many years of taxes would Congressman Ryan release? And he said two, just like Mitt's done, two, just like he's done, because I don't think that's the issue. I think the issue is jobs, the economy, and where we're headed without having a budget every single year and spending, spending, spending. I would have to say they did a pretty good job in that interview explaining what some of the critical things are that are said about Romney and about the Republicans in general. But will that play in mainstream America? Will this play for people, play out in the right direction for people who aren't sure which way they want to vote, that they've soured perhaps a little bit on Obama, but are they willing to take the leap over to Romney? Are they willing to make that leap, or would it be better to stay with the same guy? And I'm talking about independents and Democrats especially. Will some Democrats jump or not? Coming up in our next segment, we have to take a closer look at the London Olympics, because I know a lot of you were watching the Olympics. Did you like the Olympics? Did you get sucked into the daily headlines, or was it something you didn't watch that much because you knew the results? One of my biggest complaints is the fact that spoiler alert was constantly in effect. You had to pretty much walk around and not read anything, not go on the internet for 2 seconds, or not listen to the tube, including their own coverage, because you would know what the results were. And that's no fun. Who wants to watch a whole game, invest in that, or invest in track and field or whatever it was you were watching, and then know what the results are? Maybe I'm alone in this, but I have a hard time watching any sports that way, and I'm a huge sports fan. It has to be where I don't know it. I will say this, and I'm sure you all know this now. I mentioned the medal count at the top, 104 medals for the U.S., including the dream team or Team USA in hoops. But that game was a lot closer, I think, than most people would have thought. In the end, the U.S. won it, but it was 107 to 100. Huge challenge from Spain. Huge challenge. So they had to really work at it. It wasn't a layup like a lot of people thought it was going to be. All right, it's a layup to tell you that on the flip side, we're going to look at the Olympics.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It'll be 2016, believe it or not, and Brazil. How many people want to meet me in Rio for the Olympics? United States dominant once again, 104 medals. I've said it now a couple of times. What were truly the big moments of the Olympics? One, I think, was that London pulled it off. They didn't have any problems at the Games, and it seemed like smooth sailing. People were wherever they showed people or images of people, it seemed to go okay. The biggest glitch was the empty seats in the beginning because the corporations ate up all the tickets, and so they needed almost seat fillers. That was a big faux pas, I would say. And there were little things here and there, but overall, I would give high marks to the Brits for pulling it off. And the closing ceremonies were met with some pretty high regard from a lot of people. Here's David Cameron, the Prime Minister of England, saying, "We really did it, folks."
I think you only need two words to sum up these games. Britain delivered.
There you go. The English are a cocky bunch, but I think he's right. They did deliver. I mentioned medal count-wise, they delivered in that category too, 65, which is very good for England. They can't hold a candle to us with our 104, but finishing with 65 is very, very good. I mentioned Gabby Douglas already, the young gymnast, 16-year-old gymnast, who captivated a lot of people. Because you know what all these gymnasts go through, giving up their lives and being away from their families and all the stuff that you go through to be a gymnast. So getting there is one thing, and then being able to win the all-around, especially after fumbling in a few earlier events, was huge. She is absolutely a superstar. Other superstars that I saw as the games were wrapping up, Friday night was a great night for the U.S. women in track. They broke a 27-year-old record. The U.S. women's 4x100-meter team set that record that had stood since the 80s, since 85, and they were smooth. They were flawless, passing the baton from one to the next, and they crossed the finish line 40.82, so 40.82. And you look at the group, the bunch of them, and it's, I guess it's not a surprise, Allison Felix, Bianca Knight, Carmelita Jeter, and Tiana Madison, all terrific runners, but the idea that they were smooth and were able to pass the baton the way it has to be passed, because you look at the U.S. men, and they have struggled in that category. Oh, so tough for the men, although they got the silver medal in one of the very last races, one of the last relays, and that still would count as a pretty big moment. They didn't get disqualified and almost beat Jamaica, although almost doesn't count when you have Usain Bolt, because if he's anchoring your team, you know you're going to be in the gold, and that was his third gold medal. He's definitely one of the stories from the Olympics. I mentioned the men defending their gold medal and how huge that was. Wrestler Jake Varner, his whole thing was to get to the Olympics. He's a wrestler, to just get there and then being able to compete. And he went gold. So while the swimmers ended up with a crazy amount, 31 medals, the stories like Jake Varner, who ended up undefeated in his college career and an Olympic champion as a coach, he made a huge statement, a dominating performance in the men's freestyle wrestling competition, which is pretty tough. He said he knew his entire life that this was his goal. He wanted to get there. He wanted to do it. And he beat all the takers in some pretty stiff competition, especially from the Ukraine. There was an excellent wrestler from the Ukraine, and he was able to take him down. So he ends up with the gold, and congratulations to him. That was a very, very big story. The obvious big names get the headlines. The people like Jake don't get the headlines as much. When I was a kid, I used to take wrestling stats, so I have an affinity for wrestlers and what they do and what they go through. The swimmers, the gymnasts, they get the attention. The track and field people get the attention. Basketball gets the attention. The women on indoor volleyball, they came in second. I think they were surprised. They lost to Brazil because they were blowing them out in the first match for the gold medal, and then they ended up losing. So they lost, but they got silver, but you could see the disappointment on their face. And that happened a couple of times where somebody thought they were going to go gold, and they didn't. But enough U.S. athletes did, like Serena Williams in tennis. She added to the total, so there was 40, just a complete domination of Maria Sharapova, the Russian tennis player who really has lived in the United States since she was seven. But 46 gold medals for the U.S. is a huge total. And the number and the distance between the U.S. and China, I think, is so significant. So it all comes to an end. What happens with some of the athletes, what they go on to do. Some are pros. Some will be back the next time around, perhaps in the pool, maybe in gymnastics, maybe Gabby Douglas is back, although it's so rare for these gymnasts to come back. In track and field, you'll have a lot of people that'll come back. In some of the other sports, you'll see that too. But there are some where they simply will age out of the competition, or they won't be able to get back there again. It's really just that tough. So many of those kind of athletes were at the closing ceremonies and were taking the whole thing in, being in London with their medals around their necks and listening to some interesting acts, including the reuniting of the Spice Girls, and George Michael's at one point was there. And this was a big one. In fact, I would say thumbs up to this group. Let me see if you recognize who this is. All right, if you were thinking Bob O'Reilly, congratulations on the Who, you got it right. That was one of the big acts to play in the final closing ceremonies. I think, you know, I saw a chunk of the closing ceremonies, not the whole thing, but from what I saw, it actually looked pretty good. I have to say, I think I liked the closing ceremonies maybe even a little bit better than the opening ceremonies. But we started off with the Prime Minister of England talking about Britain delivering, and they did. They put out the torch, and in the end, there was problems in the beginning, worried about security, worried about people getting seats to events and then seeing open seats, but I would say they absolutely delivered. It's going to be a lot tougher, I believe, in Rio, as exciting as in a city that is. There's also massive problems with gangs and poverty, and they've had lots of problems with crime for people who are coming to visit Rio who have fallen victim to being robbed, pickpocketed, you know, you name it. And they're really trying to catch up with that and get a handle on some of the areas where they think are going to be pretty hairy for visitors that come to Rio. But hey, they got the games in 2016. So the gauntlet has been thrown down. Now that London extinguished the Olympic torch. So 2 weeks of athletic highs and lows. They end with a lot of songs and a couple of wild stage events and the close of this. 80,000 people in that stadium watching the spectacle. And I said the Who, they really close. They closed the night, actually, with My Generation. There was a whole bunch of other things, speeches and whatnot, and then the handoff of the games to Rio de Janeiro. They host, as I said, the next time around. Who was the most popular athlete? What was the best story? There were lots of great stories. Usain Bolt, the Jamaican sprinter, who was the first man to win gold in the 100 and 200 meters at two Olympics, and he finished off with a record-breaking performance in the 4x100-meter relay, beating out the Americans, as I said, for the silver. That was big because you just expected it. He's like, he's not like. He is the fastest man on earth. You just know he's going to do something incredible given the chance, and this he has not disappointed the second time around. Wants to be there for the next Olympics, we'll see. Michael Phelps won't be there the next time around. He won 4 golds, 2 silvers in England. His career total now 22 medals. That's what he retires with. 18 gold. Man, how about that? He even, they gave him a special trophy that said greatest Olympic athlete of all time. Greatest Olympic athlete. That is something with all of the medals that he won. So there is without a doubt, this was a great Olympics. There is no doubt. This was a great Olympics for Team USA. Team Ryan and Romney, heavy on many of your minds. We're going to go to the mailbox next here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
But so the people know that they get your mind. Look down the curb and don't think I'm out. But so the people know that they get your mind. The people inside the chicken hanging and dancing to the beat of the soldier band. You know the good.
Congressman Paul Ryan says his plan is to save America. Can he do that on the undercard with Mitt Romney as the VP choice for the Republicans? Kate Delaney, hang for the exits. And just like the 80,000 who poured out, you still want more, don't you? That's why the mailbag, when we went to the mailbox, was overflowing. So without further ado, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Paul, who says, Kate Delaney, I'm so excited I could kiss you. Paul Ryan is music to my ears, sister. I think he makes all the difference in the world, and I believe a lot of people who are undecided will go the Romney-Ryan route, disappointed over what they haven't gotten from Obama. Why not try something new? What say you? Well, I like confidence, Paul. That is confident, but I don't think it's going to be a layup, and I don't believe that Romney and Ryan think it's going to be a layup, and they shouldn't think it is, because even if they have a grassroots effort, they know they need every single person out there. They're the underdogs, without a doubt. Right now, today, They're the underdogs. The polls still show that for what it's worth, and you have to have the electoral votes. So goodwill, lots of conversation, people coming out, 10,000 here and 10,000 there, raising a bunch of money, all good signs, but it does not mean you win on November 2nd. I mean, this is like an NFL game. You play till the very last second of the last quarter, to the very last vote, so you know exactly which direction this goes. He is a game changer. This could be a big game changer for Romney, but is it enough of a game changer? Likeability factor for Romney is not high. He, in fact, trails Obama in that category by 30%. There's a 30% difference. That is big. People, do they vote for who they like? Do they vote for what they know? Do they listen to negative campaign ads? If they're older, do they think that, geez, Romney seems okay and this young guy seems pretty good, but they're going to hijack my benefits? And what do? I can't go back to work. I can't figure out a way to earn more money if I'm going to have my Medicare cut. Where's the money coming from? If this massive, massive overhaul happens, I'm toast. To which Ryan and Romney will have to respond. This is going to be something that will come up a lot. It'll come up in the debates, the vice presidential debates, and in the presidential debates. By the way, I think a classy move by Joe Biden. He called Paul Ryan to congratulate him on being named as the VP choice. Yeah, why not? Because Biden feels pretty confident. He feels pretty confident that this will be another term for Barack Obama. But will it be, or will Ryan help save the day on the Romney ticket? And where Romney is weak, does Ryan step in? He's the VP. But I've said this before, the VP can be a easy choice, somebody who doesn't rock the boat, or could be someone dramatic. And Paul Ryan is definitely dramatic. But will he tip the balance in the right direction to help Romney out wherever he can? All right, let's get back to more mail as I'm going off into a tangent. This one from John, listening to us in Illinois. John says, Kate, wow, Paul Ryan, what a huge, bold move by Romney. I like Romney even more now. This will take some of the heat off of Romney for all the Bain stuff and what his taxes would show or won't show, where does he have bank accounts, all that kind of superficial nonsense crap that no one really cares about. We want someone in office who can give Americans jobs, who can cut that corporate tax rate so more corporations will hire Americans and not take the advantage overseas. I think Romney owns that field, not Obama. If people vote on the economics of their situation, I don't think they vote for Obama, even if they tell their friends they're going to vote for the guy who's in office now. You're looking at the independent vote. What happens with the independent vote? Would some Democrats swerve in a different direction? Well, yeah, but you're trying to hit the easy bullseye. So you want to get as many independents as possible if you're the Republicans. You're looking for the independent swirl. Let's go to another one. This one from Victor. He says, hello, America. Tonight I've been listening to the show for a long, long time. I got to say that I think the choice of Paul Ryan is kind of risky. I know a lot of people will be excited about Ryan, but how many people are pledging to the Tea Party out there? How many people are strictly conservative? What about the Republicans who are somewhere in the middle or lean a little more left? How much of them make up the party? How much of them will decide not to go out to vote? Well, here's the thing. I think if someone's a typical definition of a Republican, you know, we could take a clock and, you know, are you leaning more to the right? Are you leaning more backwards? Are you leaning more to the left? anyone who's leaning in that direction, I think they still go out and vote Republican. I don't think they're going to jump completely over to Obama. It doesn't make sense, I think. Or they don't vote. Maybe somebody is so disillusioned they just don't vote. That could be what happens, but I think that could happen with some Democrats, too. I think there are a lot of young Democrats who will not go out and vote this time. People who voted for the first time last time, I don't know that at, 24, 25, they're voting this time. Unless they think that they got their hope and change, or unless they really, really just like Barack Obama. That's why the likability thing is big, because some people will tell you, I just like him. He's cool. He's Joe Cool. I like him. He's the guy who has a beer with someone in the beer garden, and he's just a cool cat. And that sounds so silly, but it's so true. There are people that will vote just based on whether they flat out like him, not looking at, okay, here's what I like about him, here's what I don't like about him, here's my pros and cons. I think that there will be a lot of people turning out to vote this time around. Here comes one down the pike from Justin B. Justin B. says, hello, remember me? Oh, I don't. I don't know why. You have to say where you're from. Justin B. says, I haven't sent an email in a long time, but trust me, I've been tuning in when I can. My work schedule changed. I think this is going to be an exciting convention. You should have fun when you go, Kate. Can't wait to hear the shows from Tampa. But I think Ryan has breathed some life into Romney. He can't help it. He is stiff and a little more introverted. I think Ryan will bring out the best in Romney. In fact, in a very strange way, he almost looks like he could be a son of Romney's. This is the future of the Republican Party, perhaps. I believe more people will go out and vote now. Let's see. Here's one from Michelle. Ryan, you've got to be kidding me. I think Ryan is a terrible choice. What were the Republicans thinking when they decided to pick Paul Ryan? Not since the choice of Sarah Palin have they made such a lousy decision on running mates. They needed to pick someone in a safer category, somebody who could deliver a state. They would have been much smarter to go with the senator from Ohio, Portman, or even Bobby Jindal, the governor of Louisiana. I cannot believe, in the end, they were hijacked by the extremists of the party. What a disappointment, although I'll probably still vote Republican. If you want to send us an email, you can do it. AmericaTonight.net, click on Contact, and bada bing, you are in.
Idiot! It's simple!
What, are you kidding me?
You will respect my authority!
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.